Shalom, family. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is your brother, your elder, Ariyah, Yahavada, Yasha Allah, right here. Coming in this house one more time for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. Most definitely in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise to the Most High, Yah. Oh, yeah, just coming in here with another quick little episode right fast. It's not going to be long, I tell you, not going to be long. But like, before I get started, like I said, all praise to the Most High, Yah, hallelujah. And I thank you for tuning in always right here on the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, for tuning in and sharing in with this particular broadcast. And sister and brother, you also can find us as you're looking right here on YouTube. You can find our podcast. Because I don't always come on here and do videos, but you can find our podcast right there on TalkShoe.com. That's the official page that we host our podcast from on TalkShoe.com. Or you can listen in on the various distributing sites such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and the Apple Podcast Store. Just look for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, and you can find our podcast station right there. And check out all the wonderful classes and things that we have on there. But tonight I'll also be doing a Shabbat class on tonight on Blog Talk Radio, live on Blog Talk Radio at Culture Freedom Radio, on the Culture Freedom Radio Network. That's why I'll be hosting that show on tonight. But you will still can find it on iHeartRadio. It's the same thing. I will upload it to those distributing sites as well, so you catch it later. But today I just want to come in the house and just ask the question right fast. I just want to ask the question, man. You know, today is what they're in the Christian world, they're having their day and celebration, whatever y'all they want to call it. This thing called Christmas or Christmas. And they talked about it's the Jesus, they call this name, Jesus' birthday. So I want to ask this question to the Christian brothers and sisters out there. Where in the Bible? Where in the Bible? Now, this is not a King James, but it's a Hallelujah Scriptures. It has the, what y'all call Old and New Testament in it. Where in here can I find where you are commanded to keep Jesus' birthday? Because y'all say it's his birthday, and y'all give the whole story about him being born in a manger and all of that stuff, and there's some stuff, discrepancies to that, those stories, those two gospels. Only two gospels that has that story in there is Matthew and Luke about the manger and when he was born and all that. Only two gospels, and there's differences in that. But anyway, that's not the subject. I get on it tonight on the Shabbat class. But where are you commanded to keep Jesus' birthday and celebrate his birthday? Where are you commanded in the Bible to celebrate Jesus' birthday? And I'm using that name because I really don't have to. And I'm going to say for the record, y'all, I'm non-messianic, meaning that I don't subscribe to the New Testament. I don't subscribe to the New Testament, which y'all call the New Testament, or even in the Hebrew, y'all want to say the Brit Hadashah for the messianics out there. I don't subscribe to it. So I'm just asking a question because y'all say y'all in the Bible, right? Y'all say y'all follow the words of the Bible. Y'all follow the Most High Yah's. Well, y'all don't say Yah. Y'all say y'all follow God's words. Now, we know when we say God's words is pertaining to what they call the Bible. So y'all have the whole Bible. Y'all don't just have, and most of you Christians out here, y'all have the whole book, the whole thing, meaning y'all have the so-called the old and the new. And I hate using these terms, old and new, because ain't nothing old about the Tanakh. But I'm going to have to use these for general topic, conversation, peace. So y'all have the so-called Old Testament and the New Testament put together, glued together. Y'all actually need to take that New Testament and unglue it from the Tanakh, because it's two separate books pertaining to two separate different faith, walks, cultures, and everything. Now, the Tanakh is dealing with culture and history and everything. The New Testament is something totally different. Y'all dealing with a religion thing. But that's not the point here. But where can you find in your New Testament, because it's only going to be in the New Testament dealing with that Jesus thing, where is it in there that he commanded his disciples to keep his birthday, celebrate his birthday? Now, I know he supposed to told him a lot of different things, to go out and teach this and keep my commandments. And, you know, even on Pesach, and then we all call Easter It was Pesach, or we call Passover, that day even at the feast. Y'all look at the Last Supper. Y'all look at that. That the whole Last Supper, man. What was the Last Supper? It was Passover feast. It was going to the Passover feast. Because why? He, according to y'all's story, like I said, I don't subscribe to this, but I'm just going according to y'all's story. He was a Jew, right? He was what y'all call a Jew, from the tribe of Yehuda. So he was a Judite. Now, that's no surf word. But he was from the tribe of Judah. So he was a Yahudim. He was a Yahudim. So according to y'all, you know, logic, he had to come from the line of David. Which, there's some more discrepancies. I get in that tonight. Because he can't be from the line of David and then be God's son, be begotten of God. Because he can't be Joseph's son. And he would have to be from the line of Joseph. I mean, the line of David. He had to have been the bloodline seed of Joseph. But Joseph being his stepdaddy, that's another story. But where is it in there, sisters and brothers? Christian, my Christian brothers and sisters, that in that Bible you can find where it tells you to commemorate or celebrate his birthday throughout the generations. As we are told as Israelites, when you go out throughout the Tanakh, it tells us to commemorate. We have feast days and high holy days, set apart days. Now, we just came up out of one about a week ago or so, what we call Hanukkah. Some y'all might know it as Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedications. We always dedicate everything to Yah, though, but these set-apart days that we have. Now, even in the Bible, right? Even in the Bible, you can find where in John, if you go to the book of John, let's get that. Now, I got separate. I'm going to reach out one because I'm going to read out of two different versions. Now, I have here the Complete Jewish Study Bible, and it's the Insight for Jews and Christians. Now, this is Messianic. I'm showing you this. This is really for the Messianic community. It truly is, because it's a Messianic Bible, basically. So I'm going to go in here and give y'all something. Now, this one here is going to show you, right, and what happened in John's chapter 10, verse 22. Now, these are, if y'all go into y'all's story, right, you will see these are some feast days. There was some setup, because you got to remember now, he was supposed to have been a Yahudim, a Jew, right? So he would have commemorated, or an Israelite, as an Israelite, he would have commemorated all of these and took part of all of these feast days, high holy days that the Most High Yah told Israel to, observe throughout their generation. So, here, John chapter 10, verse 22, and it says in this one right here, and I give y'all to it in the King James Version, and show you why we just had Hanukkah in this particular season, always in this particular season, which y'all may call winter. Here we go right here. It says, then Hanukkah in Jerusalem, it was winter, and Yahshua was walking around inside the temple area. Y'all see this? It was telling you what he was doing. Why was he in the temple? Because it was Hanukkah. It was time for Hanukkah. And it even tell you in here when it was. In the winter. We just had Hanukkah when? A couple of weeks ago. And it's been cold, what? In here in the winter. But he was what? Then came Hanukkah in Jerusalem, which y'all call Jerusalem. It was winter. And Yahshua was walking around inside the temple area. Now, let me give it to you from the King James, since y'all gonna say that's because some of y'all the only love that King James. I know a lot of my Messianic Hebrew brothers out there. Y'all, especially y'all, love that damn King James. Y'all ain't gonna read nothing except nothing else if it ain't the King James. It ain't the King James. But hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna get it. But that's Messianic. That's a Messianic Bible. That ain't no Christian Bible. Well, you know, it's all the same to me. Because they, you know, worship Jesus and Yahweh Shah. But anyway, here you go. This is the King James. This is the King James. This is the Thomas Nelson. What's this, y'all? The Spirit-Filled Bible. The Spirit-Filled Bible. John chapter 10, verse 22 again. And it says here, and it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Dedications. Because remember now, the word when you look up, Hanukkah, is the Feast of Dedications, when the temple was rededicated after Judas Maccabees and the family, they took over the temple from them Greeks and rededicated to the Most High Yah. They was in there desecrating the temple, man, frying all kind of barbecue pork all up in our temple and all of this stuff, man, and worshiping all kind of pagan gods all up in the temple, you know, and Judas Maccabees and everything. They took back over the temple. Y'all had to get back and study the history of that. That's not what this is about right here. But you need to learn about it, because this is what who the person y'all say y'all believe in, Jesus or Yahshua or whatever, Yahushua, this is what he took part in Hanukkah. Y'all supposed to have been in Hanukkah, celebrating Hanukkah or Hanukkah, not Christmas. Because you say that you are Christians, right, or whatever. Y'all say y'all the ones who follow the way, because we're no such thing as Christians either. Those who follow the way, you know what I'm saying, that he taught. So you're supposed to be observing the things that he observed, right? Y'all follow his teaching examples, right? That's what a Christian is supposed to be, right? Okay, but anyway, let me finish this off right fast. It says, it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch, right? But y'all read that right there, John. And that's in there. They're telling you about Hanukkah. But y'all will see it in some of y'all Bibles, say the Feast of Dedication. It depends on what translation you say have. And some might straight out say Hanukkah. But he observed as a observant Jew, according to y'all story, y'all. They got to say it like y'all talk about it. Because like I said, I'm not a New Testament guy, a brother. But he observed, y'all supposed to be observing Passover, right? Y'all follow him now. That's what he did. You're supposed to be following Purim. Everything that he observed as an observant Jew or set aside as a Jew, y'all supposed to be doing it. So where do y'all get all this Christmas? I mean, yeah, this Christmas supposed to be his birthday. Now, it's funny. Why aren't y'all celebrating or commemorating any other prophets or messengers day then? If it's all about, if y'all, you know, because we got as great as David were as a king, as the king of Israel. Y'all don't see we have no day in Israel where we celebrate David's birthday. No, we don't have no set apart day where we celebrate David's birthday. Solomon, his son, Solomon. No, we don't celebrate none of the prophets or messengers. Moses, greatest prophet Moses was to Israel and all the wonderful things he did in taking us out of getting us out of the captivity in the land of Kemet, as y'all say, or Israel or Egypt. We don't celebrate Moses' birthday. We just celebrate none of their birthdays. But how are you as Christians now, out of all of these other people out of the Bible, y'all got Jesus and y'all celebrate his birthday, but you can't find nothing in here. I hadn't. Now, if y'all got a scripture for me to help me out and find it, put in the link. Put it in the comments. Don't give me no old, you know, rigmarole, no cussing out and stuff. Put the scripture, put the precept in the comment section so I can find it. I had never seen it. I ain't never seen it. Put it in there. Well, ordinance or something to tell you to commemorate and celebrate his birthday. Now, it's funny, y'all. The Gospels were written 40, 60 some years and some up to 100 years after his so-called crucifixion, right? And it's funny that it's still you find nothing in there. You find nothing where they celebrated it, you know, not in his time that he was here, or you don't find it 40 some odd years after they started writing all of these gospels, recording all of these gospels that we have. Now, there's some that's the lost books of the Bible that they didn't even insert in what we have today, some we have today, but still you can't find nowhere where it says they celebrate his birthday. Now, with all of those things that they talked about him in these gospels and Paul talk about him and his ministry, Paul don't even have nothing where he said that we got to celebrate his birthday. Where y'all get this from? I'm not going to hold y'all up in line. I just want to ask that question, man. Where is it found in the Bible? Where is it found in any instructions coming out of the Bible where it says that y'all supposed to be celebrating his birthday today. If it's not, cannot be found in the word of the Most High, it's supposed to be. What y'all doing? Celebrating pagan holidays. Just as it says in the book of Jeremiah, right? Just in the book of Jeremiah, a lot of y'all got these Christmas trees up. Yeah, Jeremiah 10. Y'all know about Jeremiah 10, right? Y'all got all these Christmas trees and decorated it and all of this type of stuff. Why do y'all got these Christmas trees? Y'all not supposed to have no Christmas trees up, right? Y'all know that, right? Let me get Jeremiah. Let me get Jeremiah right fast. Let me get Jeremiah. Yeah, and read y'all something. Because y'all, I know y'all pastors ain't going to tell y'all about this. I know your pastors ain't going to read it. He ain't going to tell you. But just what this sound like to y'all, right? Okay, here we go. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse, we're going to start at verse 1. Well, is it 1? Yeah, we're going to start at 1. It says, hear the word which Yahuwah, I'm just going to read it for English and y'all, right? Hear the word which the Lord spoke unto you, O house of Israel. Thus said the Lord, learn not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathens are dismayed at them. Now, here we go right here. Verses 3 and 4. Key. Pay attention to this one. For the customs of the people are vain. For one that cutteth the tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with an axe. Deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and hammer that it move not. What did that sound like to y'all, man? What did that sound like? Let me get my other one right here. Maybe this will make it real plain. That's King James. They go into the forest with an axe, cut down this tree, and decorate it with silver and gold. What's that song, y'all? Silver and gold, silver and gold. I ain't no singer, y'all. I ain't no Chris Brown. But let me go over here to the Complete Jewish Bible and shit. Let y'all hear what this one, how this one reads. Let me see. Now, what was that? Verse 3, right? Verse 3. It says, for the customs of the people are nothing. They cut down a tree in the forest. A craftsman worked it with his axe. They decorate it with silver and gold and fix it with the hammer and nails so it won't move. That Christmas tree ain't moving. Y'all got it in a stand. Y'all got it. It ain't probably nailed down to the floor, but y'all got it in a stand where it would not move. And ain't it decorated? Ain't y'all got little ornaments and stuff all around it? Silver and gold, red, blue, whatever color y'all got on it. Isn't it silver and isn't it decorated? It's paganism. The Most High said, do not be like the heathen Israel. That's why we don't, especially us Tanakh believers only, we don't get into that. I hope none of the Messianic brothers ain't into that. Because I know they believe in Jesus, they believe in the New Testament. But I hope they ain't out there decorating no trees and all that old stuff. And I hope they ain't out there celebrating no Jesus' birthday today or Yahawashah's birthday today either. Man, y'all better get it right. We're going to get into I'm going to get into some of this tonight, so come check me out. I got to get out of here now. But y'all come on, check me out tonight on the Shabbat class at 7 p.m. Central, man. 7 p.m. Central right there on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, more check it out. Or you will get a chance to catch it later in the archives. Like I said, you can follow it right there on iHeartRadio. You can catch it right there on TuneIn Radio. You can catch it in the Apple Podcasting Store. Come on in Shabbat class tonight. So I see y'all on there. So some of y'all right now, if you can't catch it later, hey man, Shabbat Shalom. I know it ain't Shabbat right now, but I catch y'all right there later. Man, this is your elder, Ariyah Yahavadai Yasha'Allah. Man, hey, Christians, where in the Bible did it tell you to celebrate Jesus' birthday? I'm out. Peace. Shalom.